Hey there, everybody. Four clear signs flipping your house and you're guaranteed you will fail. Hi there. Today, my name is Robert Miller. And what I just said earlier, if you do these four things, there's no doubt about it, you will fail at flipping houses. Today is, December 16th, 2019. So here we go. Let's get pitter-patter right at her. Number one, you know, the biggest problem that I see going over and over, the reoccurring problem is that flippers just buy any house to rebuild or to flip. No, I'm not talking about any house. I'm not talking about the million-dollar plus houses. I'm talking about the crap houses that these flippers get. They do either a really quick flip, as in wholesaling it, or another way of doing it is just say put a quick lipstick, I call them, paint job on them and flip them. But you know, the problem with people are when they're not educated in flipping houses is that they don't do the proper research in the neighborhood. I really don't fucking get it. You know, you guys call yourself house flippers and you say that I'm making a ton of money. Well, maybe you are, but realistically, if you don't do the proper research in the neighborhood, you're going to get fucked over pretty bad. So what you're got to look for is in the neighborhood you're investing in, you got to find out, why is that house for sale in the first place? Number two is that when you actually do the rentals or the conversions or in it, is it going to be able to sell? Because if you buy a house that's a rental project or even a wholesale project, and it's in a really shitty neighborhood. Like, I know a neighborhood in Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada. It's called North Central. Whoa. I wouldn't even walk through that place in the daytime. Now, that's a good example where somebody could go in there and flip a place and guaranteed you will not make a profit because it's a not desirable neighborhood. Regina is the number one capital in Canada in 2019 for violence, murders. You name it, that city's got it. So if you're going to flip a house, make sure you know the neighborhood and what its potential is. Number two, getting right at her. You are on a limited budget. You know, it's nice to say, well, I got $500,000 to flip and I got about maybe $50,000 on my budget. But here's the kicker. If your funds are limited, you're not going to have any wiggle room. What happens if, you know, you have to do a tear out of a wall? Let's say you're renovating the kitchen and you know the kitchen's going to take you maybe what? Let's say $5,000. And all of a sudden you decide that you're going to rip out the island and whoa, lo and behold, there's some electrical there. Or you're ripping out a wall, or you're ripping out the cabinets or the countertops, and lo and behold, you got a surprise that there is another thing that you did not expect. So anyway, do not limit your budget. That's the biggest fuck up you could do. And another thing when you're flipping houses is that don't limit yourself to a tight deadline. If you're planning on buying, flipping, and then get out fast, you better rethink your plan. Why do I say that? Because rentals take time, and sometimes problems, like I said earlier, get discovered in the last second or last slap in the face. So even if you do complete on schedule, here comes another one that might kick you in the balls. What if the home inspector from that municipality doesn't show up on time? Sometimes, get this, it could take weeks for a home inspection from the local municipality or level of government to be able to come by and inspect your place, make sure it's up to code, and or give you your occupancy permit. Now, that's what it's called here in British Columbia and Canada. The rest of Canada provinces, I have no fucking clue, and I really don't care what it's called. But it still is the same thing in Canada where you need a special inspection by a level of government to be able to make sure that that property is livable and up to standards, such as the plumbing, the heating, electrical. Now, here's another thing. If you're on a timeline, think about the permits. Yeah, let's forget, you know, the mighty, mighty permits that some people try and sneak around and not get a permit. And I know that goes on big time with secondary suites that are illegal or even suites that are illegal. People, shake your head. If you think you're going to be able to get around the government, they're going to catch you or a neighbor's going to squeal on you. Believe me, your neighbors might be nice to your face, but when you turn around, let's face it, 99% of the time, people are two-faced and they will fuck you over if they get a chance. Sorry for the language, but it's a reality. So permits take time. Home inspections take time. Now, when I'm talking about home inspection, I'm not talking about hiring up your local real estate guru that's going to come over and inspect the property and say, yep, everything's hokey-dokey. No, I'm talking about a level of government that's going to give you an occupancy permit validation saying, yep, you're good to go. Number four. Now, here is something else. I just can't believe this. You know, I understand if you want to do carpentry work yourself or lay down some flooring yourself or doing some painting yourself, go ahead, knock yourself out and do it. Hey, you're saving yourself a ton of money. But when it comes to the plumbing, electrical, that's got to be up to code, people. There's no ways around it. That has to be up to code, and it requires, here in Canada anyway, it requires a licensed professional. Now, what does that mean, licensed professional? Well, in a trades field, it's called a four-year apprenticeship. In other words, a red seal. Yep, that's like going to university for 4 years to get a red seal. So the thing is that unless you got this work done and the permits done, so it has to be done by a licensed electrician, plumber, or anybody else that you know is a licensed tradesman. If you got to have some special work done in the house, you better get a licensed professional because the home inspector is going to want to see that paperwork to prove that you got it done by permit and that work has been done by a licensed professional. Now, here's something I want to be bringing up. Here's a little bit of a kick in the ass bonus for you guys that are listening to my podcast here. And you know something? I really do appreciate you guys listening to me and giving me actual feedback. That is fantastic, honest to gosh. You know, when you go onto my YouTube channel and you search out, you know, Vancouver real estate, and it's just when you guys find me and you give me those feedback on certain topics or you give me questions, thank you very much. Why am I saying that? Because when you guys search me out on YouTube and you look for Vancouver, BC real estate, pros and cons, you know, and you guys give me questions in the comments or a thumbs up or subscribe to my channel or like my videos, you know, that is really, really great. Now, I'm not saying that what I'm trying to get at is everything is hunky-dory when you guys do this, but the kick in the pants right now is that there was a global survey that was carried out recently. And I mean, not just North America, but globally in the real estate sector that found that more and more people are preferring to buy and sell their real estate with the help of online real estate services. Now, what does that mean? It's DIY, do it yourself. Don't hire a realtor. Don't hire all these high price commissions salespeople. You know, the sales structure for a realtor in the U.S. is very different than it is in Canada. And I don't know what the rules of law are in any state or anywhere in the United States of America. But in Canada, there's no fixed rate. If you can get a realtor to work with and you demand to work with a realtor if you want to, if you're uncomfortable with all this stuff, you know, be very cautious because every commission is negotiable. Most of the ones that I have known about in the last couple of years are doing 7 and 3, which means 7% on the first $100,000, 3% on the remaining balance of a completed sale. And then I know some that are doing 8 and 4, such as 8% on the first 100,000 and 4% on the remaining balance of the sale. Now, there's also people that are cutting their commissions just to get your business. Be very careful of those people. That means that they're unsure about their own competencies. Now, why am I telling you this? Because we're all about saving money. I mean, seriously, lots of money is on the table. When you've got a $200,000 property you want to buy or sell, you're looking at $10,000 at a 7 and 3, okay? What does that mean? Well, on $200,000, it's 7% on the first $100,000, which is $7,000, simple math. Now, on the 3%, 3% on the remaining balance is another $100,000. On the $100,000 is another $3,000. So hence, you add them up, $7,000 and $3,000, $10,000. On a $200,000 piece of property, you're paying somebody just to sign off on it. And then negotiating that goes on. Any monkey can do it. People, go to do it yourself. You know, simple as that. Like, you know, I had my book. I still have it on my... I have it on Amazon right now, but I've had it on other websites for advertising. Like, I'm paying somebody else to have it on their website, and it's a real estate website that's very, very prominent, well-known across Canada, and I'm not talking about realtor.ca or any of those other, like, brand names. No. The feedback I'm getting on my book, it's called Flipping Houses in 2020. It's on Amazon.com, Amazon.ca, Amazon UK, Amazon Japan, Amazon Europe, and blah, 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 blah. It's all over the place. So thank you very much for those that have purchased it and gave me such wonderful feedback. I really appreciate that. So what I'm trying to get to you people is that the surge of people that are buying and selling real estate online all over the world, the goal is saving money. It's growing substantially because we all want to save money, right? Think about it. Do you want to give somebody $10,000 on a $200,000 piece of property that's going 7 and 3? To me, $10,000 is a lot of money. I don't know about you. Maybe there's somebody out there that really doesn't give a shit about how much money they spend. But for myself, uh-uh. I left the real estate industry a few years ago. And we're in the end of 2019 right now. And, you know, I love my job. I love my career. I love my business. But, you know, most importantly, I love my clients that I worked with. You know, and so I would sometimes look at the realtor on the other side of the transaction. I would think, you jackass. You know, you treat your client like that. Like, oh, what a dick. You know, anyway. My point of view, but anyway, like I want to say is that I know the insides and outs. Things do change in real estate in British Columbia fast. I mean, really fast. And especially coming up in 2020, I feel sorry for any realtor with all that paperwork they got to do now because of complete transparency. But believe me, folks, it's worth it. If you can find a good realtor, I mean, a good realtor, not somebody that's going to have a big sign out saying, pick me, because I was in the top 1%. Pick me because I work for ABC Realty Brokerage, or I work for blah, 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 blah. That's all ego shit. Forget about the people that say, I'm the number one, I'm in the top 1% of my brokerage. I'm the top 1% in the Vancouver Real Estate Board. I'm the top 1% of the Fraser Valley. I'm the top 1% of the Okanagan Mainland. That's only ego. People, go to these sites that are online. If you're buying, find your house on there. Be careful of Craigslist because there's a lot of scams going on too. But there's tons and tons of real estate websites out there. And here's a little free information, people. If you go on a big brokerage's website, and you find a piece of property and it displays the address on there, there's nothing wrong or illegal that you can go directly to that seller and make him an offer, whether he's got a realtor or not. But you can deal directly with the seller. Don't let anybody tell you anything different. Just because a piece of property is listed on the MLS in Canada, does not mean a public person that's unlicensed can approach a seller directly. Now, it's up to the seller to decide if they want to deal with the realtor or through the realtor or not. That's completely up to the realtor. I mean, the seller. Sorry about that. But in all, you're saving yourself a lot of money. You know, I highly recommend, if you want to find out a little bit more about flipping houses, I am also having another book coming out very soon about the basics of buying a house. And I will also be releasing another book into the new year about buying a like buying a house is changing. And there's no rules coming into British Columbia here in 2020. My book is going to outline the most efficient, best ways to be able to capitalize, save yourself a ton of dough in the real estate market in 2020. So again, my name is Robert Miller. I hope you enjoyed this, and I'll talk to you soon. You have a wonderful day today and this coming week. Bye.